With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended the new military offensive in Gaza. Today, he declared, in the face of growing condemnation at home and abroad, that Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. President Trump nominating State Department spokesman Tammy Bruce for a new role. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
Mr. Trump shared on Truth Social, quote, "I am pleased to announce that I am nominating Tammy Bruce, a great patriot, television personality, and best-selling author, as our next deputy representative of the United States to the United Nations with the rank of ambassador."
The president's Truth Social post continued, "Since the beginning of my second term, Tammy has been serving with distinction as spokesperson for the State Department, where she did a fantastic job." President Trump has removed former U.S. Representative Billy Long as IRS commissioner less than 2 months after his confirmation. It was not immediately clear why Long was dismissed. His quick exit makes him the shortest tenured IRS commissioner confirmed by the Senate since the position was created in 1862. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. President Trump wants to change how the Census Bureau collects data.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has left Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, "When Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. But thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that the statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as Arkansas students return to class. This is SRN News. Attention parents, a report says ChatGPT has loopholes that can give harmful advice to teens.
New research from the watchdog group Center for Countering Digital Hate says that when teens consulted with ChatGPT about destructive behaviors, such as getting drunk or high, concealing eating disorders, or even composing a suicide letter, the chat robot gave harmful advice more than half the time. The group says ChatGPT typically provided warnings against risky activity, but when the person stated the information was for a presentation or a friend, there were no guardrails. I'm Donna Warder.
Jacksonville's Cam Little made a 70-yard field goal to end the first half against Pittsburgh on Saturday night, a kick that would have broken the NFL record had it happened during the regular season. Baltimore's Justin Tucker holds the NFL mark. He made a 66-yarder in 2021. More on these stories at srnnews.com.